Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Daniel Rosehill, based in Jerusalem, reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to the morning edition of SITREP Israel, our automated SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This SITREP was generated on Saturday, the 16th of May 2026 at 026 Israel 26 Israel time, 2126 UTC. Israel strikes Hamas military chief in Gaza as Lebanon ceasefire extended 45 days, May 15, 2126 UOC 0026 Israel morning edition. Bottom line up front: Israel launched a major airstrike in Gaza City targeting Izz al-Din al-Haddad, the head of Hamas's military wing and, in the Prime Minister's words, one of the architects of the October 7 massacre. His fate remains unconfirmed, though some reports claim he was killed along with bodyguards. The US announced a 45-day extension of the Israel-Lebanon ceasefire after a third round of talks in Washington, which the State Department called highly productive. Meanwhile, Hezbollah launched multiple drone and rocket attacks on northern Israel and IDF positions in southern Lebanon throughout the day. The IDF called it yet another violation of the ceasefire understandings. And in a significant development abroad, US federal authorities charged an Iraqi Kataib Hezbollah commander with plotting nearly 20 attacks on Jewish and Israeli targets across the US, Europe and Canada. Now, turning to the regional sections, in Iran, the nuclear file remains deadlocked. President Trump said he is agreeable to a 20-year suspension of Iran's enrichment program if there is a real guarantee, softening from his earlier demand for a total end. Iran's foreign minister responded that Tehran has no trust in Washington and will negotiate only if the US is serious. Both sides rejected each other's latest proposals to end the war. Iran reportedly demanded an immediate end to the conflict on all fronts and a halt to the US naval blockade, while the US dismissed Iran's 14-point proposal. The foreign minister also reiterated Iran's historical duty as protector of security in the Strait of Hormuz, which Iran is currently blocking. The closure remains at a 2% baseline, with Brent crude jumping 3% to $19 on escalation risk. Trump's Beijing summit with Xi Jinping concluded with no major breakthrough on Iran. China committed to oil purchases but denied military aid to Tehran. Trump said he did not ask Xi to pressure Iran but believes China will do so on its own. Domestically, Iranian authorities intensified measures against the Baha'i community across several provinces, including arrests and home searches in Lebanon. Beyond the ceasefire extension, the details matter. The political track will reconvene June 2nd and 3rd, and a security track will launch at the Pentagon on May 29th. The ceasefire has been in place since April 16th, but has been repeatedly violated, which fits a now familiar rhythm. Hezbollah's attacks on Israel triggered sirens in the Galilee Panhandle, Western Galilee, Kiryat Shmona, Metzula, and Nahariya. The IDF intercepted several drones, others struck open areas with no injuries reported. Against IDF troops in southern Lebanon, Hezbollah launched drones, rockets, and mortars, claiming a series of attacks on vehicles and troop gatherings in Rashaf, Nakoura, and Al-Qiyam using loitering drones and FPV gliders. The IDF confirmed several incidents and said a surface-to-air missile fired at an IAF drone failed. The IDF also said it struck more than 440 Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon over the past week and eliminated over 220 operatives. Strikes included infrastructure in tire and weapon storage facilities. An Israeli airstrike on Deir Kanun al-Nar killed one person. On the political side, Lebanese Prime Minister Nawaf Salam criticised reckless adventures in service of foreign projects and called for state sovereignty and a single national army. Displaced families in southern Lebanon face summer heat with winter clothing and an urgent need for rent and medicine. In Gaza, the strike on Hadad hit a residential building in Gaza City's Rimal neighbourhood. A senior Israeli security official said the strike was approved last week and executed due to an operational opportunity. The strike killed at least 7 people, including 3 women and a child. Israeli officials believe Hadad's death could push Hamas toward agreeing to a disarmament framework and weaken the radical faction within the leadership. On the humanitarian and reconstruction track, the US is considering asking Israel to provide Palestinian Authority tax funds for Trump's Gaza plan, with a portion going to what is being called the Border Peace and an equal cut released to Ramallah. Israel is also on high alert ahead of a planned Turkish flotilla to Gaza, fearing violence. In the West Bank, Israeli forces detained a Palestinian in Al-Dahiriya, south of Hebron. Israeli settlers set fire to agricultural structures in Palestinian lands in Shukba, west of Ramallah. On the multilateral track, the third round of Israel-Lebanon negotiations produced the ceasefire extension, with the State Department framing the talks as aimed at lasting peace, full recognition of sovereignty and territorial integrity, and genuine security along the shared border. The Trump XI summit ended with no major agreements on Iran or Taiwan. Trump did not commit to a Taiwan arms sale during the visit, though she accepted an invitation to visit the US later this year. The BRICS foreign ministers meeting in New Delhi ended without a joint statement after a clash between Iran and the UAE. Separately, the UAE is deepening ties with Israel despite the war with Iran, risking a rift with Saudi Arabia and other Gulf capitals that view Jerusalem as a rogue actor. On anti-Semitism and threats abroad, the arrest of Mohammed Bakr Saad Dawood al-Saadi is the lead. The Qatar Peace Bala commander and IRGC operative was extradited from abroad and faces terrorism charges for plotting attacks that included arson against a synagogue in North Macedonia and the stabbing of 2 Jewish men in London. In Washington, federal prosecutors are seeking the death penalty for the man charged with killing 2 Israeli embassy staffers, citing political, ideological, national and religious bias. In the Americas, protests and blackouts hit Cuba amid an oil shortage, with residents lighting fires in Havana streets. In Mexico, the ex-security chief of the Sinaloa cartel was arrested in Arizona and transferred to New York on alleged cartel ties. In Asia-Pacific, Pakistani captain Fatima Sana broke the world record for the fastest 50 in women's T20 internationals, scoring 50 off 15 balls against Zimbabwe. And Trump's refusal to commit to a $14 billion arms sale to Taiwan during his China visit has raised questions about US support. In the broader Middle East and North Africa, Pakistan's foreign minister announced the repatriation of 20 Iranian and 11 Pakistani sailors stranded after a US detention of their vessel in Singaporean waters. And a newly unsealed US federal indictment details Turkey's central role in transferring Iranian weapons to Sudan via financial channels and currency exchanges. Moving to the analysis. First, the trend. The tempo of kinetic activity across the 3 active fronts, Lebanon, Gaza, and the shadow war, remains elevated but has not accelerated beyond the pattern of the past week. Hezbollah's daily drone and rocket salvos persist at a steady low to median intensity, while the IDF's targeted strike on Hamas's military chief represents a significant but not unprecedented escalation. The key shift is the formal extension of the Lebanon ceasefire, which institutionalizes a fragile status quo rather than resolving it. On the information environment, the US is pushing a narrative of diplomatic progress, framing the ceasefire extension as a step toward lasting peace, while Israel emphasizes military achievements, the Hadad strike, and the claimed elimination of 220 Hezbollah operatives to project resolve. Hezbollah's framing through Al-Manar focuses on successful attacks on Israeli troops, sustaining a story of resistance despite the ceasefire. The gap between reporting and evidence is starkest in Gaza. Israel claims a precision strike on a military target, while casualty figures from the Palestinian Red Crescent, cited by Al Jazeera, will shape international pressure and the synthesis. The simultaneous extension of the Lebanon ceasefire and the high-profile Gaza strike reveal a deliberate Israeli strategy to decouple the two fronts, de-escalating with Hezbollah to avoid a full northern war while intensifying pressure on Hamas to force a disarmament breakthrough. This is not a contradiction but a calculated sequencing. Israel is trading space in Lebanon for time in Gaza, betting that a decapitated Hamas will be more pliable. A counter reading is that Hezbollah's continued attacks will eventually provoke an overwhelming Israeli response, collapsing the ceasefire. However, the 45-day extension and the scheduling of follow-on talks suggest both sides see value in avoiding that outcome, making the decoupling thesis more plausible for now. And to wrap up, the OSINT indicators and dual lens predictions, three indicators to watch. First check Sentinel 1SAR imagery of Gaza City's Rimal neighborhood, orbit 174, descending pass around 3:45 AM UTC on May 16th for structural damage assessment at the strike site. Second, monitor Flight Radar 24 for any unusual Iranian military cargo flights, IRIA Ilyushin 76 from Tehran to Damascus or Beirut in the next 48 hours, indicating potential resupply to Hezbollah. Third, review the Telegram channel Sabarine News posting cadence for any shift in Qataib Hezbollah messaging following the US arrest of Commander al-Sadi. Looking at the predictions through the status quo lens, within 72 hours, the IDF will confirm the death of Izz al-Din al-Haddad through forensic or intelligence means. The Israel-Lebanon ceasefire will hold through the next 7 days, with no major escalation beyond the current pattern of limited Hezbollah attacks and IDF retaliatory strikes. And before the May 29th Pentagon Security Track meeting, Hezbollah will reduce its attacks on IDF positions in southern Lebanon by at least 30% compared to the past week's daily average, with low confidence. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens, within 48 hours, Hezbollah will launch a barrage of more than 20 rockets at a major northern Israeli city, Nahariya or Kiryat Shmona, causing civilian casualties and prompting a large-scale IDF response with low confidence. By May 22nd, Iran will conduct a live-fire naval exercise in the Strait of Hormuz, involving IRGC speedboats and anti-ship missiles, temporarily halting commercial traffic with low confidence. And within the next 72 hours, a Qatar-Hezbollah cell in Europe will attempt a terrorist attack on an Israeli diplomatic facility in retaliation for al-Sadi's arrest, the lowest confidence of the cetera. For more, visit sitrapisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_sitraps. This is Daniel Rosehill, signing off from Jerusalem.